WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump is projected to be the winner in Arizona, and that means Trump swept all seven battleground states. He'll meet with President Biden on Wednesday as Democrats try to pick up the pieces. Influential radio host and Kamala Harris supporter Charlamagne Tha God tells ABC's This Week,
"There's nobody out there that's a single-issue voter. I think some of this is a backlash to race and gender and identity politics, but man, most people, they just care about keeping food on their table and keeping a roof over their head."
Republicans will control the Senate, and it's still not clear which party will have the majority in the House. Wildfires are burning on both coasts. Calmer weather's helping crews make progress on fires in Ventura County, California. Dry, windy conditions are fueling multiple fires in New Jersey and New York. It's prompted air quality warnings. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 50 people have been killed by Israeli strikes in the last day. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Donald Trump's victory was in large part due to voters in rural areas like here in Wisconsin. Mike Moen reports.
While other contributing factors are discussed, a rural expert says it's clear longstanding political sentiments in smaller towns haven't changed. As the results from Tuesday night are examined, political analysts cite Trump's gain with Latino voters. Colby College's Nick Jacobs, who has written about rural issues, says the campaign also regained some ground in rural America that it had lost in 2020. Jacobs says if the media or political strategists try to again understand why these areas still largely back Trump, they have to resist preconceived notions.
We're going to see it again with these diner interviews, is that prior to even being interviewed, rural people were put into this prefabricated box. And the truth is that voters in rural places and urban places, they're complicated.
But Jacob says Democrats should keep trying to produce local candidates who can relate to these voters, adding that having both parties find success in rural America is good for democracy. Jacob says his research, along with separate polling, has shown that rural and urban voters often agree on certain issues.
Concerns about corporate monopolies, freedom within sort of the marketplace, whether that's for healthcare or reproductive rights. There are very few major policy issues that divide the two.
The Biden administration's big policy achievements, the bipartisan infrastructure law and the Inflation Reduction Act, have paved the way for a lot of rural investment. But Jacob says many projects aren't shovel-ready yet and aren't likely to move the needle with rural voters hesitant to embrace them. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A win for the Badger women. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team with an upset win over number 3-ranked Penn State, sweeping them 3-0. Wisconsin improving to a record of 18 wins and 5 losses. NBA, the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo misquoted Friday night. The Bucks had lost to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden when Giannis was talking about his team's struggles and suddenly said, "If you don't want to be here, you can leave." That story went viral. It turns out Giannis was speaking to a New York reporter in the group who yawned and seemed bored.
"Your willing and your intent is to get in the paint. You got to be in the right position. You got to move. You got to create space for guys to get in the paint. I feel like sometimes we hold the ball. Whenever the ball swung, they were driving and kicking. They got so many wide open threes. They were got in the paint. Hey, man, if you don't want to be here, you can leave. If you don't want to be here, you can leave. I'm being honest with you."
Again, that's Giannis speaking to a reporter, not calling for one of his teammates to leave. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some showers and thunderstorms around the area for today. South winds will become west in the afternoon. High temperatures will warm to the lower 50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies and west winds, lows in the lower to middle 40s. Right now, it's 51.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time. Lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Lou Regani and the Music of the Stars. We're on the air till high noon on most of these Civic Media radio stations on Veterans Day week. Thank you for being here. Have you noticed they're not writing these kind of songs anymore? So we'll stick with the golden oldies. That's it. And here's Nat Cole.
Grab yourself a chair and sit down and get you. Gonna hear some news of the military nature. Relax while I give you the latest report. Sport. There never was a finer sight when all our boys were fixed to fight on D-Day, 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 D-Day. We hope they'll soon be coming back, for now they're on a solid track since D-Day, 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 D-Day. It'll take more than a weekend, so let's be patient and calm. Cut out that public speaking, I will be the victim of false alarm. We got to help, we're in it too. So buy those bars and I do mean you. For D-Day, 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 D-Day. D-Day, 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 D-Day. It'll than a weekend, so let's be patient and calm. Cut out that public speaking, or we'll be the victim of false alarm. We got to help with any two, so buy those bonds and a doom and you for D-Day, 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 D-Day.
It's a thriller called 36 Hours. The movie stars James Garner, who also produced it under the banner of his own company. Garner plays a U.S. Army major who's sent overseas on an intelligence mission to give false information to the Germans about the upcoming D-Day invasion. But his mission backfires when he's abducted by the enemy and subjected to an elaborate ruse designed to trick him into revealing the truth about the Allies' plans. This was not the first time James Garner starred in a movie about the D-Day invasion. He made 36 Hours just a few months after finishing work on the 1964 film The Americanization of Emily, which co-starred Julie Andrews and Melvin Douglas. This time around, Rod Taylor co-stars as a psychiatrist assigned to extract information from Garner, and Eva Marie Saint plays a concentration camp survivor who's forced to participate in the German scheme. At the time, both Rod Taylor and Eva Marie Saint had given some of their most memorable performances in two other thrillers directed by Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds and North by Northwest. 36 Hours, on the other hand, was directed and written by George Seton, who a few years later would earn an Oscar nomination for writing another tense drama, the 1970 disaster film Airport.
The actor Charles Durning landed on the beaches of Normandy on June 6, 1944. Here's Tom Hanks to introduce him.
Tuesday, June 6, 1944. The communique from the BBC was electrified. Under command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. It was what the world had been waiting for, the invasion of Hitler's fortress Europe, Operation Overlord, or what has become known as D-Day. In the sky above them that day, the Air Force struggled against the dense cloud cover. Their bombs did little good against the enemy emplacements. Allied destroyers came in as close to shore as possible to fire upon the concrete bunkers. But the men who would make it to the shore would still be easy targets. One of them was a 20-year-old Army Ranger about to face his baptism of fire on that first wave at Omaha Beach. That private is here tonight to share his personal experiences on that longest day. A recipient of the Silver Star and three Purple Hearts, ladies and gentlemen, the distinguished actor, Mr. Charles Durning.
It's hard to describe what we all went through that day. But those of us who were there will understand. We were frightened all the time. My sergeant said, "Are you scared, son?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he said, "That's good. It's good to be scared." He said, "We all are." This guy in the boat, he turned to me and he threw up all over me and I got seasick. It was scary. You're not thinking about anything. You're just thinking about, you hope that shell that just went off isn't going to hit this boat. Even the guys who had seen a lot of action before, and this was my first time, they were just as ashen as I was. And I was frightened to death. I was the second man off my barge, and the first and third man got killed. First guy, the ramp went down, the guy fell, and I tried to leap over him, and I stumbled, and we both slipped into the water. We were supposed to be able to walk into shore, but they didn't bring us far enough. And I was in 60 feet of water with a 60-pound pack on. So I let it all go. I was under the water, and you could see the bullets go down past you. But that was, I was afraid. Was that I'd come up and meet a bullet coming my way. But I came up, and I didn't have a helmet, a rifle, nothing. When I hit the beach, the guys pulled me in, who were already there. I'd lost everything. But they said, you'll find plenty of them on the beach, rifles and helmets that belong to nobody. Nobody knew where we were supposed to go. There was nobody in charge, you were on your own. All around me, people were being shot at. I saw bodies all over the place. But you didn't know whether they were alive or dead, because they just were lying there. We got behind this tank to protect ourselves. We were holding our own when they called us over to them. I asked the sergeant, do you want me to go first or would you go first? He said, you go first, I'll be right behind you. I heard an explosion and turned around, and his torso was here and his body was over there. I saw wounded guys dying crawl up to the front of us to act as barricades so they could protect us from getting hit with their own bodies. I saw that. They would come up and just lay there, you know, take the shot. Once we got up to the bluff, you could see for miles. There was this eerie sight of bodies which looked like driftwood floating in the water. The beach was covered with the bodies of American soldiers. Now, all of these things are like flashbacks for me. I can't recall everything. I forget a lot of the stuff now. But I still wake up once in a while, and it's still there. I can't count how many of my buddies are in the cemetery at Normandy. The heroes are still there. The real heroes.
toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
Dinah Washington.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky. Gabriel, Lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky, bright as that by and by. We're gonna see a great day. Every hour will want you, somebody
want to take a moment to honor the life of a D-Day hero, Robert L. Persichetti. Sadly, we have learned that he passed away while on his way to France for the 80th anniversary. The veteran organization Honor Flight announcing his death on social media, saying Persichetti served his country bravely without hesitation. He was among the 70,000 soldiers who courageously stormed the beaches of Normandy on this very day in 1944 and later fought in the Battle of Iwo Jima. And as we remember Al Persichetti, well, we also remember and honor all the soldiers for making the ultimate sacrifice for us.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord sinks away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy, Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy, we're going to the promised land. Heaven, cross the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, you better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
Pursue ya, hallelujah, gets you through the darkest day.
Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray.
But hallelujah, hallelujah,
helps to shoo the clouds away.
I'm recalling times when I was small in white and free jubilee days. In that sunny land of milk and honey, I had no complaints while I thought of saints. So I say to all who feel forlorn,
hallelujah, hallelujah, and you'll soothe the blues away.
Hallelujah.
When cares pursue you, hallelujah, gets you through the darkest day.
This day is called the Feast of Crispian. that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall see this day and live old age will yearly on the vigil feast his neighbors and say, tomorrow is Saint Crispin's. Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Crispin's day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. Then shall our names, familiar in their mouths as household words, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Talbot, Salisbury and Gloucester, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhoods cheap, whilst any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day!
My sovereign lord, bestow yourself with speed! The French are bravely in their battle set, and will with all expediency...
Because, to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather, dreams were fashioned the night you held me tight. I'll always be near you wherever you are, each night in every breath. If you call, I'll hear you. No matter how far, just close your eyes and I'll be there. Please walk alone and send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone. Send your love and your kisses to guide me till you're walking beside me. I'll walk alone.
I'll walk alone.
Without hesitation and without complaint. These men ran through the fires of hell, moved by a force no weapon could destroy, the fierce patriotism of a free, proud, and sovereign people.
left me. I know of 48 of my comrades who left me. I know of 48 of my comrades buried. Ralph Courtney, Amos Savoy, Henry Younger. This is so precious to be with them. God, thank you, God.
Bring you guys back here is such a blessing, such an honor. It means a lot.
Because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why. And I'll say that I'd rather. There are dreams I must gather. Dreams we fashioned the night. I'll walk alone. Because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone because to tell you the truth, I am lonely. I don't mind being lonely. When my heart tells me.
Thank you.
That's Norman Riddle and the orchestra.
Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning. Though the boys are far away, still they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Turn those dark clouds inside out till the boys come home. Far away, still they dream of home. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining. Turn those dark clouds inside out till the boys come.
Chester and the Orchestra. Ivor Novello wrote that.
We're the merchant marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats torpedoes hunt for hulls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds test our devotion, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach. We arrived in Halifax with all we owned upon our backs, for we knew a brave man's duty was to labor for the fight. But it takes more than bravery to survive killers you can't see. Those bastard wolf packs hunt by day and strike by night. We have barely any weapons. Every day our lives are threatened. And if we die, the Navy sends no pension to our wives. Winter on the North Atlantic is hellish cold and frantic, for the sea alone's a challenge to survive. We're the merchant marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats torpedoes hunt for hulls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds test our devotion, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach. In the war of Hitler's visions, the Allies would get no provisions. Total war was his decision. Sinking ships not built to fight. The finest liners of our day are now painted battle grey. But the two small guns they mounted caused no fright. Now it's true we had protection, two destroyers in our section, three frigates, two corvettes to shepherd 50 through the waves. But one destroyer's now debris, both corvettes lost under the sea, and our sister ship's an underwater grave. We're the merchant marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats torpedoes hunt for hulls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds test our devotion, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach.
Now we mourn our fallen brothers. Pray to God there'll be no others blown to bits by diving demons deep below. For the carnage and the thunder that sucked those good boys under happens daily, and we've three more days to go. We're the merchant marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats' torpedoes hunt for halls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds, the stern of ocean, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach. We're the merchant marine, and we sail across the sea as the U-boats' torpedoes hunt for halls that they can breach. We will brave the rugged ocean, blistering winds, to start of ocean, but we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach. Yes, we'll keep steaming till our cargo's on the beach.
Oh, I had something. What happened to it? Oh, here it is, yeah. For the canine corps. Yeah, the puppies out there. Let's see if we can get that to play. No? Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's not going to work. That's going to work. Keep the home fires burning, indeed. John English on tenor. This is a cylinder record. Yeah, I can play cylinder records.
On the hillside, they were calling from the glen, and the country found them ready at the stirring call for men. Let no tears add to their hardship as the soldiers pass along, and although your heart is breaking, make it sing this cheery song.
The Canine Corps.
I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. You see, sir, I'm a blind boy. Yes, I am. I'd like to do my part to show what's in my heart and help my country win this war that we are in. My rover, he can hear a mile away, and he can see at night as well as day. I'll get along somehow if my country needs him now. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. There are heroes on the battlefield and where the white waves toss, but here's the greatest hero I ever ran across. He was just a little blind boy who loved his country so. This is what he told them when they wouldn't let him go. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam. They say they can enlist just like a man. We've walked since early morn from way out on the farm. When we heard on the air they need dogs over there, I've never seen Old Glory wave above, but still I know she's there for me to love. I've told my dog goodbye, I don't mean it if I cry. I'd like to give my dog to Uncle Sam.
Stand by for news. Back in a moment, I'm Lou Regani, Music of the Stars, on D-Day.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.